This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
A building housing several clothing factories has collapsed in Bangladesh. At least 87 people are dead, and many others are thought to be trapped in the rubble. The BBC's Anbarasan Etirajan is outside the building, and I want to first ask what happened.
This eight-story building, it's a commercial building. It collapsed in the morning rush hour, trapping hundreds of people inside. I'm just outside this collapsed building. I can see hundreds of rescue workers. Many people have been rushed to the hospital. You can also hear in the background the sound of ambulances coming and going from this incident site. It's still not clear how many people were trapped inside, but dozens of people have been killed. This is one of the worst building collapse incidents here in Bangladesh. It has shocked this industrial suburb, and thousands of workers here have gathered around this building site. They're trying to find out what happened to the loved ones who were working inside this building earlier.
And it was just November that a fire in the same area killed more than 100 workers in a factory. And there were a lot of questions about whether enough was being done for safety standards. Have any of those been answered since then? And are the safety standards better at the factories in Bangladesh?
Soon after this fire incident in a factory in November last year, the government asked the fire service department here to conduct an inspection in many factories, and they came out with a report saying some of the factories, they still need to improve their safety standards. And also, the major Western retailers like Walmart, H&M, Tesco, Gap, all these big companies, they also had a meeting with the factory owners, because these companies, they have been coming under intense pressure from campaign groups in the West about safety standards here in Bangladeshi garment factories. The factory owners promised that they will look into these complaints and they will work on it. On the other hand, they're also saying the Western retailers, they should pay more when they want cheap clothes, which means there are some things which are compromised, but still they are working. But if the Western retailers can pay more, they can work on the safety standards. So there has been a pressure coming from various quarters on these garment factories to improve the standards.
That's Anbarasan Etirajan outside a terrible scene of a building collapse in Bangladesh. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much.